You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Let us pray. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Amen. So welcome everyone to our program. We are Mary Angela and
Nick.
And welcome to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. And tonight, what are we going to be talking about, Nick?
Today, we will be talking about the attitude of gratitude.
What a perfect topic for the month of October, because we just went through Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's we found that this would be a fantastic virtue to talk about. So before we start, we just want to thank all the listeners in Toronto, the listeners in Winnipeg, listeners all across Canada, and hopefully we have some listeners around the world, but especially to those from our home parish of All Saints. So,
yeah, thanks as always for your support.
Yeah, as mentioned before, it is a we're going to spend with you an hour on the attitude of gratitude, and who best is the example of gratitude is Jesus, for he was so grateful. He even gave up his own life for us, right?
Yep.
You talk about sacrifice.
That's ultimate.
Right. And I think the show should end right there.
There you go.
There's our show.
That's it.
How grateful we are that Jesus did so much for us. And we never, we should never forget that. So, so this, this hour, as mentioned, is about gratitude. And it's, you know, the who, what, where, why, and when about gratitude. How we will do this? Well, we will use many verses. We will use many prayers. We will use a Bible passage, you know, Jesus and the 10 lepers, and many, many affirmations. So as usual, we have our intentions. We pray for all of your intentions, even though we may not know what they are, but know that we will be praying for you and your intentions. And as usual, we dedicate this to all the loved ones that have passed away or sick and suffering mentally, physically, and spiritually.
And in this time period that we're in during this pandemic, we always pray for those that are working on the front lines, all the, you know, nurses and doctors and those in the hospitals, those in working
deliveries,
deliveries,
and making sure
all the essential workers,
the essential workers,
the grocery store workers,
food on the table. And we pray that you know, for peace of mind around the world, and that there's a safe election in our wonderful neighbors of the United States. We pray for peace there.
Amen to that.
Amen. So as usual, our mission is to spread the joy of Jesus. And so, as usual, we've pre-taped this show in the safety of our house. And, you know, it's the seventh time.
Wow.
It's been 7 months.
My goodness.
That we've been,
how time flies.
Yeah, we've been doing this, right? So, as they say, the show must go on. And we're doing it from the safety of our place. And so, Mariangela, let's start the show off. What is gratitude?
Yeah, so gratitude is actually a virtue, and it's a virtue of rejoicing in what is. And so that, you know, how perfect that we chose this topic, because, you know, we're all about spreading, you know, the joy. So that's what gratitude is the virtue of rejoicing. And it is expressing the feeling of joy that we get from all that brings us joy. So isn't that great? You know?
Yep.
Yeah. And it's the opposite of regret, which is a feeling of sadness. So we should always, you know, in order to bring us joy, we should always be thinking of what brings us, you know, what we're thankful for, because that leads to joy.
And one thing I wanted to share, if there's anything that we leave with you this evening, as mentioned, we're going to say many things. Hopefully a lot of them stay with you, but something very important is if you look at the word gratitude and you break it up, I've heard it said that gratitude really is two words, a grateful attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could even change it to say a graceful attitude. Mm-hmm. You know, you put the two together and it's all a blessing from God because, you know, what he gives us, the glass is half full and we need to see it like that, that, you know, we don't need everything. We just need the essentials in life. And I think that's sometimes where some issues come into play. And we'll talk about that later on some, you know, what to be grateful for and some of the things that stop us from being grateful. But we'll start with a few points here on the power of a grateful heart and what we can do. When we're grateful, it keeps our eyes off of ourselves and focus back to God.
Yeah, so that's a big point, isn't it? Because when we're ungrateful, it's often because we're looking only at ourselves. It's like, you know, our ego gets in the way of things. Yeah. What about me? Yeah. Well, you know.
Being grateful reminds us that we are not in control. Gratitude makes us realize we should be happy for the simplest things.
Yeah, it brings us to a humble place, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Being humble. A heart of gratitude leaves no room for complaining.
And boy.
Do we know people that complain a lot? Yeah, I'm sure everyone knows people that complain a lot. It's because they're not, you know, grateful for what they have. Yeah. They have to look at what they have.
You know, it makes our enemies run away. And when we have a grateful heart, you know, God will always shine his light on us.
And it also, gratitude also opens up the door to continued blessings.
So we just celebrated Thanksgiving and it's a, you know, such a wonderful time. And, you know, growing up in school, we learned about the pilgrims and how they did Thanksgiving and how grateful they were, you know, to come from Europe to the mainland here. But did you know that we do Thanksgiving every time we go to Mass?
Absolutely.
And how so?
All through the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is the ultimate Thanksgiving.
And that's what it means. It's the translation for Eucharist is Thanksgiving.
So when Jesus instituted the Eucharist, he established it as an act of Thanksgiving. The words of institution are, he took the bread and giving thanks, broke it. And he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples. So the Catechism of the Catholic Church describes this as consecratory thanksgiving. The two substances, bread and wine, are signs of gratitude, as first seen when the priest Melchizedek offered bread and wine to thank God, the creator, for the fruits of the earth. And so the Greek word eucharisteo means to give thanks. The Catechism states that the Eucharist is an act of thanksgiving to God, and the entire Mass is a prayer of thanksgiving, which is stated explicitly in some prayers and implied throughout. During Mass, the priest says, "Let us give thanks to the Lord our God," and the congregation replies, "It is right and just." And the preface continues, "It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father."
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So the next time you go to Mass, really listen.
And pay attention.
Yeah, to that part of the Mass where, you know, the priest says these beautiful words.
Mm-hmm.
So after we receive Holy Communion and Christ is really present to us in an intensified sacramental way, it is a perfect time to have a chat with the Lord to mention a few of the blessings we have received over the past week, year, month, and tell Jesus how grateful we are. All we have is from God, and without God, we would have nothing. It is an empty argument to say, "I don't get anything out of Mass." We go because we owe God our praise and thanks.
And especially in these times with a pandemic, we may have, you know, we may think everything has been taken away from us. You know, what's left? You know, there's nothing to be grateful for.
Yeah.
There is always something
and
to be grateful for.
We're very grateful that Mass continued online through the internet.
Yes, for sure.
And podcast. But now that Mass is back, you know, if you can and are able to attend Mass so as to receive the Eucharist, which is
the source and the summit. Yes.
Right? And people say, "I don't need to go to Mass. I can pray at home." And yes, you can. You can pray at home and never stop. But remember, the Eucharist is offered at Mass. And
you can't receive the Eucharist at home. Like,
yeah,
you have to go to church to receive it. Or receive him.
So here are some things to be thankful to God on a daily basis. We know that Jesus is our Savior and he died for us. Every day, it is a fresh start.
A new day.
We have a purpose and sense when we keep Jesus with us and have a burning passion to do his will.
Other things we can be grateful to God for daily is it's a beautiful world that we live in. You know, though maybe at times with this pandemic not feels, there's lots of beauty in this world. You know, even just waking up these mornings and looking at the sunrise, how gorgeous the colors are.
This pandemic has really made us stop and really realize how much we have. And
yeah, there's
and
lots of beauty.
That's a perfect example.
Lots of beauty in God's creation. The ability to worship, our ability to you know, even go to Mass and to worship Jesus every day. There's also peace in any circumstance.
Yeah, because as mentioned before, gratitude is a virtue, but it's also a choice. And when we choose to be grateful, there will be much peace in our lives, right? And when there is peace, it is a life.
A full life.
A full life. It's not wasted in regret or negativity, right?
And God wants us to enjoy our full life to the fullest. We also have the Bible to be thankful for.
I think every,
we have to learn a lot from the Bible.
You know, if possible, even read one page or maybe a couple pages a day.
Even a couple of verses.
Yeah, the Holy Word of God. We are able to go to church, as mentioned before. The churches are now open, even though it's 30%.
Mm-hmm.
It's still open.
Yeah.
And if you can't, you know, if you can't go every day, at least go once a week. And when we do that, it gives us a reason for hope, right?
Because yes, and it encourages us to grow in love and to do good deeds.
Yeah, because especially now, these are challenging times. And that's what faith is all about. Faith is what gets us through the doubt, the things we don't know, gets us through from, you know, if you want to go from one spot to another and there's a big gap, right? It's the faith in Jesus that'll get us through this. He will give us the courage and the strength to endure what's going on, because nobody expected this. Mm-hmm. Nobody did, but this is the best.
But it's here and we got to make the most of it.
And as hard as it is to be grateful in a pandemic, well, I think when we, you know, take account of what we have, we don't need much. If anything, I think we have too much in the pandemic.
Yeah, so we got to let a lot of things go.
Right. And then I think when we empty ourselves like Jesus did on the cross, mm-hmm. right, then he's lighter. He's free to meet the Father. And so I think this is a perfect time where we can, you know, give things away, donate, purge, do whatever it takes so as to be lighter and closer to Jesus. So now here are some simple ways to make gratitude a part of your everyday.
We can begin by keeping a journal, a gratitude journal, and write and add to it every day of what we are grateful for. We can include an act of kindness in your life each day. We can avoid all the negative media and movies with destructive content around us.
Yeah, sometimes it's better
to avoid all that.
You know, you can get the basic news, but then turn it off because it will drain you.
Mm-hmm. How about calling your mom or dad more often? How about volunteering for some important, you know, or some organizations that need your help and that help others? Don't gossip or speak badly about anyone. Spend quality time with your children, with your loved ones. Remember to compliment friends and families, especially when they look good. Add to your gratitude list daily at least one more thing each day that you're thankful for.
So we should meditate with this gratitude list, giving thanks for all the good that God has bestowed on us. We should live mindfully and not worry about the past or the future. We need to live for today.
Live for the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When time is good, notice and help others. We should focus on our strengths.
Yeah.
So we have a lot to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why, you know, Jesus is our Lord and Savior. And we need to be grateful, you know, to have him, if we carry him in our hearts every day. I think, you know, it's going to be a good day if you do that, right? But we're challenged in our life. And there's some factors that will hinder us from having gratitude in our lives. And some of them, and they're similar to the joy thief.
That's right.
You know, mm-hmm. When we have a sense of, what's the first one, Maranja?
The first one is when we have a sense of entitlement. Suck the life out of you.
Yeah, when we think something is owed to us.
Yeah. And the, also when we expect things to go a certain way, that can also,
And then things don't happen our way. Mm-hmm. And then we get like, we might get thrown off.
How come? What's going on?
Why didn't it happen? But then sometimes we realize maybe that was the best thing for us. Mm-hmm. Right. Sometimes we become envious.
Yes.
Of a situation that maybe it didn't happen our way, which mm-hmm. is kind of similar to expectation. Or we become
jealous
mm-hmm. right? And, you know, that has a big factor of taking away our gratitude because we don't need much to be grateful for, right? So those are some of the things that hinder us. But, you know, I think to be grateful in the moment is just to just close your eyes, stop, and breathe, mm-hmm. right? And that I always... whenever there's a presentation or there's something important to do, Jesus always, I always reminded of Jesus when he was in the upper room where, you know, all the apostles were nervous about the authorities coming in. And Jesus simply said, he just said, breathe. And he breathed the Holy Spirit onto them, and he said, peace be with you, right? And I offer that to everyone listening is like, when we're in a moment of maybe we're stressed or we're not sure, take a deep breath and like Jesus, take in the Holy Spirit, right? That's a very powerful way to let Jesus into, you know, your heart and mind. And you'll realize, whoa, maybe it's not that bad after all. So we will share with you. What do you think, Branjo? You want to do a couple verses? Or how about the story of the 10 lepers?
Sure. Let's read this Bible passage and reflect a little bit on this, on the 10 lepers. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then, as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when they saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.
Wow. That's a story that we hear over and over many times. And I'm amazed, just like, you know, what happened to those other 9, right? And Jesus, you know, Jesus was divine, but he was also human. So he's thinking, you know, I just healed all these guys and only one came back.
And glorified him and was so thankful for the having been cleansed.
And the ironic thing is that the man who came back was a Samaritan. And at that time, the Samaritans and the Jews didn't get along. So there's a message here, right? Maybe the other 9 were just overjoyed and elated. They ran home and told all their loved ones and they forgot to thank Jesus, right? So here's something I say. If we forget to thank Jesus, always go back and give him, you know, his glory, right? Not that he needs it, but I think it keeps us in a state in our lives where we need him, right? Mm-hmm. And that he is the, you know, as we mentioned, the source and the summit. So I really love that story because there's so many messages and meaning in there.
Yeah, another little message from this passage is how God's mercy is for all of us, and his mercy is abundant, right? And
if we, you know, remember that every day that Jesus is there when we cry out for him and his mercy, you know, how we can be grateful every day.
Yes. So, absolutely. And, how grateful.
And Jesus delights bestowing his mercy on us. We just need to say yes. Mm-hmm. There is no delay in his mercy.
None whatsoever. And Jesus respects everyone, all persons, no matter from wherever they come from.
And Jesus doesn't pick and choose. He heals all, you know.
And we have to realize that we are no better than anyone, no better than the 9.
Yeah,
so we should all be grateful.
Sometimes we're the 9 lepers that were healed, right? Because, you know, we forget too, and we're human. But taking a step back and being grateful and humbling ourselves and being obedient, you know, is a first good step.
And glorifying God ought to be public and without shame.
That's right. Because, you know, when we When we proclaim God in public, it is great in private, but it is also in public, because when we go to heaven or we reach the gates of heaven, right? Hopefully that'll be the case, that we've proclaimed his name and not in shame.
Yeah, it's more powerful when it's done in public. Yeah, in public. For all to see, right? Yeah,
so true. So those are, points that we wanted to share with you about the story of the 10 lepers. So right now, we're going to share with you some other things to be grateful for.
Yeah, so what are some things we can be grateful for?
And this is one of our favorite parts in the program, where we have the power yet simple words this evening. So we'll just share with you what these words are. So we're grateful for...
Ultimately, we're all grateful for God, right? Because he loves us. We're grateful for life, for health, for our faith, our family, for the church and parish, for food and water.
Love, the Bible, hope, your home, creation, prayer, laughter, joy.
Freedom to make choices. Modern luxuries and conveniences. The crosses we bear.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not easy, but we realize that something good comes from it.
The gifts and talents we have to share. God's providence. Our own inadequacies. Medical care.
How about the gift of young children, marriage, knowing that there is a heaven and through salvation we will get there? How about our friends? And as mentioned before, the cross of Jesus, which saves us, peace in our community, and of course, salvation, which is the reason why Jesus came here to save our souls. Wow. Those are a lot of words, power words, right? So I hope you guys can meditate. Maybe you guys, I'm sure, have many more things.
Yeah, we ask you, what are you grateful for? You know, we've suggested some things to be grateful for, but, what are you grateful for?
You know, take a moment, maybe after the show or during the break. We're approaching a break in a few minutes. You know, just ask yourself, you know, what am I grateful for? Or do I need to work on my gratitude feelings, right?
My attitude for gratitude.
Yeah. What will it take for me to achieve an attitude of gratitude? And, you know, we don't want to make it sound like it's easy, because everyone has something and everyone is going through something. But the first and the best way to get through anything is look to Jesus on the cross.
So, yeah. And so remember, next time when you're feeling ungrateful, to change that attitude, right? Yeah, to look at what you have.
Yeah. Simply stop, breathe, take in the Holy Spirit. Or if you have your own different method, maybe walk into the nature. Maybe
see the beauty around you.
Maybe walk near water. Right? Do what Jesus did. He went and he prayed in the nature, in the mountains, whatever it takes, whatever it works for you. Maybe you like to run. Maybe you like to go for a nice drive in the sunset. Mm-hmm. Right? But whatever it is, take that time and look at or create that gratitude list. Now, don't do this while you're driving. It could be dangerous,
that
right?
That could very be dangerous.
Maybe go with your loved one and then you drive in the car and then you share, right? One writes and one drives, right?
Or maybe you could just dictate it to your phone.
It's amazing, what we can be so grateful for. Just the ability, like our five senses to touch, to see, to smell, you know, to taste, right? Like,
yeah, that's a big, also big things to be grateful for.
What do you, you know, I think as mentioned before, like when we get nervous, breathe, but what do we really have in our life except our next breath? You know, of course we have our loved ones, we have, you know, the house we live in, but you know, life is so precious.
And the breath, actually, you know, thinking about these times with the pandemic, it doesn't the COVID take away your breath?
Yeah. Right?
You have trouble breathing.
Yeah, trouble breathing, and we're breathing because we have to wear a mask, or if, you know, we might fall ill to it.
Right.
So there's
so many. We have to be grateful that we are, you know, healthy and, you know, let us hopefully keep our health during this time.
So before we go to break, so in conclusion is say, you know, there's so many things to be grateful for, you know, just we ask, you know, you just stop, look around, and of course, make Jesus a part of those plans. We will take a small break and we will be back with the last part of our show. Well, we will talk a little bit more about prayers and gratitude.
My hope is in you.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We will share with you now verses from the Bible about gratitude. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is great and God is good, and the great King above all gods.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Isn't that amazing? Beautiful passages from Psalms, the book of Psalms. And here's another
all
one.
All about praising God and worshiping him. I will give to the Lord and the I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
Beautiful, beautiful phrases from the Holy Bible. And like we mentioned earlier, take a moment every day or once in a while to just flip through it. And of course, read it. Don't just flip through it. You might stop and read it. So,
yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about. I think we've touched on this earlier, but let's talk more about some simple steps to grow in attitude. And one is through prayer, because what prayer does, it impacts our perspective or our attitude that we talked about before.
It changes us. It molds us, right? It's a formation when we pray.
Yeah. So if we're struggling with being grateful, then just take the moment to pray and ask God for more graces to accept each moment of your life as it is, and to overcome whatever's holding you back from being grateful.
So we should ask for more graces and not more toys and stuff we buy from the store. Ah, now it makes sense. Hey.
That leads us to the next point, which is materialism fuels our own ingratitude. So our culture and our greed often lead us to a vicious circle of materialism. And the more we get, the more we want.
Yeah,
true?
There's a book that came out, Too Much and Never Enough.
Yes.
Right?
And what we've been trying to do nowadays is trying to purge, like simplify.
Yeah.
Donate our life and our living.
Give away, right? Yeah. Just to empty ourselves the way Jesus did on the cross, right? It's just keep it simple. Just get rid of what you don't need.
Yeah. So materialism leads to the give me mindset, in which stuff fills the voids of our hearts. So it's important to focus on the non-material world, where we share our thanks with words of affirmation, kind deeds, and prayers of thanksgiving. So, we have to consider praying before making a big purchase or a spontaneous one, because, you know, that'll deter us. So decide when we're buying something, decide, do I really need this, or is it something just like I want?
There is a difference.
There is a big difference. Yeah. And so when avoid those traps of materialism that leads to happiness, because ultimately it really doesn't lead to happiness. How about also another step is surrounding yourself with people who are grateful for life.
Yeah. Right? Beware the energy vampires, because mm-hmm. they're.
And those that complain all the time.
Yeah. There are many. And you know what? Sometimes they are us. we fall into that trap and we may not be grateful or happy at the moment, but because whatever, you had a hard day or because something's going on, you're allowed, but don't stay stuck there. Turn to the Lord and he will give you the blessings and the graces to change your attitude from miserable and sour to grateful.
Yeah. Right? And gratitude is an important virtue, and it flows from like being humble, right? And it's St. Teresa of Avila that said, if souls are humble, they'll be moved to give thanks. So be humble and you'll be grateful.
What a beautiful saint. And it's funny you say that, because tomorrow, October the 15th, is it's a wonderful celebration for two things. Number one, it is the feast day of St. Teresa of Avila. You know, she gave that blessed quote, let nothing disturb you. Let the peace of God flow into your hearts and in your minds. And I think there's something else on that day, October 15th.
Oh, I don't know. What's that special day for
let
us?
Let me get this right. Not only is it October 15th, it is our 15th year wedding anniversary.
Wow, double 15.
Of joy, bliss, and lots of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's it's quite ironic that it's around this time. And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, I'm very grateful to have Mariangela as my wife. And
as I am grateful for you to be in my life. So grateful.
Thank you. And we offer this to everyone out there, you know, to see, you know, who are the people that are grateful in your lives, right? You know, and I think we talk about gratitude. We talk about all these beautiful virtues we shared with you. But I think we just have to stop, because, you know, we're such in, especially now with the COVID and we're worried about our jobs and everything. We're just so like tense and anxious, and, you know, we just have to stop and breathe and, you know, just, I guess, assess our lives or reassess.
Yeah. Talk about being anxious. It's worry and anxiety can also lead us away from being grateful. Yeah.
So we have all these things detracting us from, you know, so many things that, you know, are in our lives. Maybe, you know, because it's hard to see that, especially when you're under pressure or your body is tense. But, you know, just the first thing is to stop and look around and, you know, even get a piece of paper, as we mentioned, right? Just jot some notes down and, or in your mind, say, look how many wonderful, you know, I may not have this, this, and this, but I've got that, that, and that. And I've got two things important. I have my family and I have Jesus. Mm-hmm. And with those two things, you can't go wrong.
And if we're anxious or stressed out, what we can do is just take a breather and, you know, get away from everything. Unplug everything. Get away from your phone. Get away from all that media on TV.
Yeah.
Get away from all that. Detach. Spend some quality time. Yeah. So where? With the Eucharist.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if we can't go to church in front of the Eucharist, well, you know, we see so many people stop outside of church and, you know, we have a beautiful statue of the Divine Mercy. And so many people stop there.
Sometimes there's a lineup for people, you know, just stopping and just giving thanks to Jesus for whatever's going on in their life. Sometimes we stay a little bit further away and we just look at how many different people, young, old, you know, going to this wonderful statue, and it's 24 hours a day, well lit. And we invite the listeners, if you're not, you know, if you're in the area of near All Saints, which is around Royal York and Eglinton, stop. The statue's outside.
And or, spend, some quiet moments with Jesus.
If there's a lot of people at the statue of Jesus, well, we have the Immaculate Mary around the corner. And if there's a lot of people there, go around the front. We have the Holy Family.
Right.
You could stop and say a prayer. So there's many beautiful ways to pray at our church. And I'm sure there's many beautiful ways you can pray at your church or wherever you live.
Another thing to consider that may be an obstacle for being grateful or growing in the virtue of gratitude is refusing to forgive. So when we refuse to forgive, it leads us to grow in a hard heart. Consider forgiving those who have hurt you or robbed you of your joy, and seek to mend that relationship. It's only when we forgive then we are,
letting go.
Yeah, letting go.
Letting go of the hurt. And it's not saying what happened was correct, but you've made a conscious decision to say, this is done. This is out of my life. We're moving forward.
And then that could only lead to growing in gratitude.
Yeah. And sometimes, we're just so, maybe we're angry for whatever reason, for just reasons, right? But know this, that like Maranja said, the F word, forgiveness, the good F word, we have faith, we have forgiveness, we have fortitude. These are beautiful words that we need to gravitate to. And then, the rivers and the oceans of gratitude will come pouring into our lives. Yeah, so we've shared a lot in regards to gratitude and, what to give thanks for. We have a few more things
I just wanted to add that, how gratitude and happiness are connected. Some people seem happy by nature, like they're just naturally happy all the time. But, we should note that it can be nurtured in all of us, this happiness. And just like, being grateful can be nurtured. So the two together can be nurtured. And how can we maximize our potential happiness? It's by asking you, how can we look at some positive outlooks that can make a difference? So you can ask yourself these questions. What or who brings you happiness? Do they or these relationships bring depth to your experiences? Are you able to enjoy the gifts that are in your life now while being able to reframe unfinished business from the past? How do you purposely save your life each day? Do you have different friends who help you to cultivate gratitude and happiness? What do you do to bring meaning to you? What do you do that brings meaning to you? How can you do it more often? And what are you putting off? And how can you do it sooner? So just thinking about all these questions to come bringing these questions to mind and answering them can lead you to a virtue of happiness. And then also, just taking these further steps, just taking a deep breath, taking an inventory of what brings you happiness, comparing, consider how much you have compared to others and take time to enjoy it. Reward yourselves. How about being countercultural? So take a detour from the extremes of society and yourself to take a new path that celebrates simplicity, like we were talking about before, detaching yourself from everything. And then finally, serving others with abandon. So just leading all these things can further lead you to connecting, joy and happiness and gratitude together.
So, when you were sharing that, that just brought to mind what St. Ignatius did is the examination of conscience, right? So this is an examination of conscience for gratitude.
Beautiful. Okay. Beautiful.
So this is something we offer to you. Now, we've shared this with you. Maybe you have a different way. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can implement some of the things that we shared with you. Mm-hmm. Go for it, right? Gratitude is many things. It is a choice. Gratitude is a grateful attitude. Gratitude is being happy with nothing, mm-hmm. right? So it's many things. So in closing, we want to thank you, the listener. We want to thank Alex and wonderful technician and all the wonderful people at Radio Maria.
We want to thank Radio Maria for being in our lives.
Yeah, and being letting us be able to do this with you. We're grateful for each other. We're grateful for all our loved ones.
Our family.
Our friends. And first, I want to say the Holy Family, Joseph, Mother Mary, all the saints. Mm-hmm. We, of course, include Jesus, who is the source and the summit, which is the Eucharist. And, what this show is all about is Thanksgiving. We thank him. And we will close with this quote.
Or this prayer?
Yeah.
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Amen.
Amen. So we
thank you all for listening.
And we'll talk to you in the second Wednesday of November. Take care.
And God bless.
Joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.